Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com. All right, I finished my ballot. Put it in the envelope. You're waiting until you can go in person.
I'm going to go in person. Yeah,
I know.
Your ballot will be stolen.
And then I'm going to give it to a harvester.
They're going to change the votes on you.
It says right on it here, if the voter is unable to return their ballot, the person below is authorized to return the ballot on their behalf. Signature, name, and relationship to the voter. They paid me. So that's the relationship. If somebody pays me, they can have my ballot.
I'd put it up for bid.
There you go. Well, and then, anyway, you have our voter guide, and I, of course, made sure I selected those people. I think there was one race I didn't vote. Board of Equalization?
It's the tax board. But they don't set tax rates. I don't know what they do.
It's a good scam.
They count the money.
I forgot to tell you. Next hour, the Moist Line is back. How great is that? We have a hack for the dumpster. The committee met. It took 5 minutes to make a selection for the dumpster this week. This is a person who was in the news a few weeks ago and then came back around the news this week because they're out of a job. All right, there's your hint. All of this will happen in the 5 o'clock hour. An update on the Buffalo mass shooter, the avowed white supremacist, Peyton Gendron. We had found out that he liked to go to some sort of private chat room, Discord. Discord app 30, a Discord app. 30 minutes before the massacre, he was on Discord in his private chat room, and he was inviting people to come join him for a chat about his planned attack. How about that? The chat room included months of posts written by an author identified himself as Gendron, describing his views and outlining how he scouted the Tops friendly market in a plan to kill as many black people as possible.
None of this leaks out.
No.
We got stuff about Elon Musk's penis. That leaks out. We got nothing about this guy who plotted for months to shoot up a supermarket.
Person with knowledge of Discord's internal investigation told the network that the invitees, this is CNN, and others with whom they may have shared access would have been able to view his posts before the massacre. The Washington Post is reporting 15 people accepted the invitation.
You're invited. Save the date.
Now, does that mean they actually did go in the chat room and talked about this, or did they just accept the invitation?
I don't know. We need further investigation. Right. It means they were eligible to go into the chat room if they wanted, whether they did or not, or how long they stayed.
Even further, accepted users could view a video stream of the shooting through a link to an account on Twitch. And he did live stream until it got pulled. I think it was about 2 minutes in they pulled it.
Yeah, and then that video made its way around the internet over and over again.
Yeah, it's unclear whether Discord can determine exactly what the 15 users did after they accepted the invitation.
Sure they can. They have to want to.
No.
They know when you attach yourself to any service, it leaves a digital mark. It leaves a timestamp. Of course.
So now they're investigating whether or not he had any help. He acted alone or was supported by his online connections.
He may have had. I mean, it's not unusual in this weird psycho world that the guy who wants to shoot up the supermarket has other misfits cheering him on because they're all fantasizing about it. The only reason they know him is they all get online to talk about this stuff.
And they're probably all desperate incel men.
Yes, they're incel men.
Yeah, and this is another incel. I mean, he's only 18, but that's, you can tell.
That's the root of a lot of their anger is they can't get a girl. And they can't get a girl because they put out the psycho killer vibe.
And if you do get a girl, they civilize you.
Right, and then suddenly you don't want to kill cats anymore.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah, he beheaded a cat.
That's right. So, no. I mean, Deborah wouldn't want to date a guy.
God, no.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Like he's going to tell women that?
I'm sure it would come up at some point.
First date?
Maybe not the first date.
Any hobbies? Yeah, I'd behead cats. What about you? Oh, I knit. Approximately 30 minutes prior to the attack, a small group of people were invited to and join the server. Before that, our records indicate no other people saw the diary chat log in this private server. This is a spokesperson for Discord. Mm-hmm. Thousands of entries on the chat amounted to a months-long online diary, which was later shared more widely on 4chan. Oh, that's John's favorite.
Oh, so they showed up to see the video, right? 30 minutes before the attack? I mean, maybe he had announced
that
he was going to do it. So it's like, hey, wait. Oh, it's time. Let's go watch.
He wrote in one entry, every time I think maybe I shouldn't commit to an attack, I spend 5 minutes on, I can't tell what that means. Then my motivation returns.
Yeah, it's / POL / and that's the code to the 4chan political section.
Oh, okay. That's
right.
What
so
he's doing.
He reads.
So it motivates him again.
Right, right. Because they're all screaming about minorities and how everybody should be killed and exterminated. And so that whips him up into a frenzy.
Oh, I see.
These guys are very dark. Very sick.
Yes.
And they'll talk about this. They'll chat to each other about this stuff forever. And they'll talk about all the other shooters. Like I said the other day, the way guys used to talk about, like you go to a bar and people are arguing who's the greatest quarterback ever, right?
Right.
Well, that's what these guys do. Right. Who's the GOAT? Well, is it Tom Brady? Is it Joe Montana? No. Here we go. Who's the greatest?
These guys sit around and discuss who's the greatest mass shooter ever.
That's
what do
right.
you think?
They do online. They do.
So here comes the impossible. The New York Attorney General, Letitia James, said her office will investigate Discord, Twitch, 4chan, and other platforms that the shooter used to amplify his rampage. Good luck. How are you going to disconnect those? I don't know.
There's nothing you can do about this.
No, the World Wide Web, dark web, is probably... what do they call that? Like a gopher hole? What's that thing where you just keep pounding the...
A rabbit hole.
Well, no, the ones with the heads pop up and you pound and the head pops up.
Whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole, that's what I mean. That's
whack-a-mole, gopher hole.
Yeah,
you go down a bunny hole, there's a lot of bunnies having sex down there.
You're really hooked on that bunny story.
Yeah, I just can't get over it.
I just love that Mar Vista guy. It's like, yeah, what do you know? They reproduce quickly. I didn't know that.
How great it is, though, to be a male bunny? Because you go and you do your business and you have no responsibilities afterwards.
Right.
You know what? 12 little bunnies pop out and they all go take care of themselves and then you're back at it.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Kenny. Now you're holding your head.
Oh, God. The things that come out of your mouth.
Yeah, I know, I know. I'm not well. Deborah Marquez news.
Clearly.
The Mets are going to play at the Colorado Rockies this afternoon. Game is called off because of snow in Denver. There you go. What's today's date? May 20th?
May 20th.
Snow.
Snow.
There you go. It's climate change, damn it.
It's all that change. It's all that warming that's going on, huh?
Mm. Making headlines this afternoon. Big story. That federal judge down there in Louisiana says that Biden cannot end Title 42. Nope. He has extended his ruling forbidding. This is Robert Summerhays. Forbidding the Biden administration from ending Title 42, which was supposed to happen on Monday. Now, Title 42 has allegedly, although we have a lot of migrants getting into the country, allegedly allowed Border Patrol to turn back migrants rather quickly because of the COVID public health emergency.
Yeah, these are the ones who want to come through, I guess, the asylum system.
Yes.
They actually want to take, because asylum is a legal path.
Right.
Even though everybody lies and abuses the system. It's better standing than just storming the border.
Right.
And so we're keeping them out because of COVID. And, of course, well, I guess COVID's still around. I guess you can make a weak argument. But the thing is, this will be for a while now because they're going to have to go to a trial potentially. And he said the states have made a significant argument that this is going to cause them permanent harm because they're going to have to pay for so much health care and so much schooling. So it's going to take a while for a trial. And then an appeal and all that stuff.
Good.
So this could be many months, if not years, that Title 42 is in place.
Well, I saw the video of that ESPN anchor who got hit with a golf ball.
Oh, there's video?
Yeah, didn't Ray send it to you? Well, what happens is you see the tee shot. It's golfer John Rahm at the PGA Championship. It's quite the slice. So it heads right off into the trees where people were just kind of hanging out under the shade there. And then by the time it gets picked up, she's already been hit, but you see her kind of hunching down behind a tree, holding her head, her face.
Oh, I see. There's
it's not a close-up.
There's not a video of her actually getting whacked with the ball.
Said that she's covered in blood, according to...
Oh, Jesus. They show that?
No, I didn't see that in this video, no.
Oh, okay.
No. Ray sent it off of Twitter, somebody's Twitter account, so... But you can see it's a horrible slice shot, just... Which I always did. I was a slicer. I wasn't a hooker. When I tried to play golf, everything was right off to the right.
I wasn't a hooker.
I was not a hooker.
Nobody said you were.
I wanted to be. I was like, I want to hit the ball left. I never got the game very well.
Yeah, I sucked at golf, too. I wanted to be good, but I just...
Here's a way that we can, you know, sort of come in sideways and talk about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Apparently, there were a lot of contacts made, I guess, emails... Some phone calls to a Wichita, Kansas beauty store with people asking, was that Amber Heard? Now you might hear what I just said and go, what? Well, apparently in this beauty store in Wichita, Kansas the other day, some woman pulled down her pants and defecated right in the aisle. She was caught on surveillance camera. How do you like this? They're calling her public enemy number two. You like that?
So...
So they think as a joke, what?
They think
well, as
her.
A joke, people were saying was that Amber Heard because supposedly she pooped the bed on Johnny Depp, that story.
Well, I thought maybe this was a thing with her.
The defecation was significant enough, 8 wigs were destroyed as a result.
Wait, she pooped all over the wigs?
I guess so. There's a photo of her not pooping,
8 wigs.
But she's on the phone walking around the store. It's a large woman. She destroyed 8 wigs. It says the aisle. How did she get the...
Wait,
the Mid-K Beauty Supply Store.
Wait, let me just recap here. Large woman goes into a beauty store, unleashes a gigantic poop, and ruins 8 wigs.
That's exactly what they're saying, yes. Doesn't get any better, huh? They have identified her now. She's in trouble for public defecation.
And they think it's Amber Heard.
Stop emailing and calling us. It was not Amber Heard that did that. Now, this story, out of Orange County, as fascinating as we've been dealing with the crime wave in California, they seized a Mercedes-Benz in Irvine, suspected of being used in a number of burglaries. They're saying it's right out of a 007 Bond movie because it has a license plate flipping device. Why, isn't that something? These crooks are getting sophisticated, aren't they?
You know, I've thought about wanting one of those so you could go down all these stupid toll roads.
Oh, yeah, you're right, and change your identity.
And just flip your plate. I wonder how much they cost.
And what, so they're just, they're fake plate numbers,
I don't know how it works. So maybe just
you just
like,
use your real plate number when you're just going about your regular business, but when you want to have
it,
fun.
Maybe it flips another plate on top of it, another plate on top of that.
Yeah, you could, with you the push of a button, you could flip the license plate, it says here.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
It also had an elaborate gas siphoning device that transferred fuel directly into the vehicle's gas tanks.
Mm-hmm. It's $7
a gallon.
I can see that.
Wow.
Who makes those?
They found burglary tools, evidence of ID theft.
Let me check Amazon.
I think you have to have a specialist come in.
You think?
Yeah. The car had previously been stolen from Irvine. They also found remotes and key fobs that they believe were allowing the suspects to get into residential buildings. They arrested Yasmin Kabor and Chris, huh? His last name is H-U-Y-N-H, huh? From Garden Grove. They believe that they were involved in a number of burglaries. But one Irvine cop said, in 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. The vehicle was seen on surveillance video getting into parking structures, and word was getting out. So they may be responsible for at least 6 cases in Irvine and 1 in Newport Beach. So that's what we're dealing with today. Sophisticated crime rings.
Gas has become so valuable that you're going to get more of this now.
Yeah.
I mean, if you weren't listening before, but they're predicting maybe $7.50 in California by the end of the summer. Because we haven't even gotten into the summer surge yet when people's travel picks up significantly.
Pretty soon, Deborah Mark will be reading the Memorial Day travel numbers.
That's right.
The AAA is expecting record number of cars.
It's busy at LAX.
It's
a week from today. That's what you'll be doing, or little even less than a week. From
which
today.
Sad reporter is getting that assignment this year? Do we know?
To do what?
To go to the airport. Go to the airport.
I don't think we ever send reporters to.
Oh, no, years ago,
KFI
they did.
Does that. Oh, that's another station.
They did it years ago until we embarrassed Chris Little and he stopped.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, yeah. Long time ago, we used to.
Before my time.
Yes, before your time.
That's right. She straightened it out.
I did. I put the kibosh on that.
That's right. You brought some dignity back to the newscast.
All right. When we come back, Russia is so desperate that they may be looking for 45-year-old men to fight their war in Ukraine. We'll give you the details.
John and Ken, KFI. LA County Supervisor Catherine Barger has joined the gas cone recall bandwagon.
Is that? Oh.
She announced she is supporting gas cones recall.
She got money?
Doesn't say. And what was the final straw?
Yeah, what?
Was the LA Times story that we read earlier that many of the mental patients and drug addicts and criminals that the county is trying to put into a diversion program don't go into the diversion program. They'd rather take their chances with prosecution because there's zero bail and no prosecution. And Barger said, learning that our DA's zero bail policy has interfered with the diversion program's ability to serve people who are suffering from addiction, mental illness, and homelessness is unacceptable and the last straw. Diversion programs like this seize one narrow window of opportunity to offer treatment and housing to arrested individuals who've hit rock bottom, but that quick release option is put in place by Gascon's policy squanders that opportunity. If there's no rock bottom, there's no incentive to accept help. We're left with a squandered opportunity to end suffering and help heal some of our community's neediest individuals. As a result, I feel compelled to add my voice in support of the recall. So there you go.
Now, it was the LA County Board of Supervisors, and I think she voted no. Remember, they voted they're closing all the county jails.
Yeah.
Because this is what they want, this diversion idea.
But they won't go to diversion.
We can get everybody into treatment. Oh, and that's good. And then the choice will be, well, now that there's no jails anymore, I'm free.
Right. So if there's no jails.
So you give me a choice between freedom and going to some stupid therapy or rehab like that. See ya. Oh, they really are dumb.
How stupid are they? Really, how stupid are they? Honestly.
They want to close all the jails and turn them into treatment hospitals. Fine, but what if the patient turns them down?
They don't believe that the patients turn this stuff
That's
down.
That's the proof in
they
that El Segundo Times story that they argue. And in this case, they're given a choice of prosecution. They select prosecution.
I can't tell you. I'm sure everyone's had the experience. If you have had one conversation, you've had 1,000 of these about homelessness. And people go, well, what they need some kind of program for their addiction and the mental illness and the homelessness. Okay, we created one. Spending a lot of money on it.
Then they're saying no.
They say no.
I'll take my chances with Gascon.
Right.
Which is a smart choice because he doesn't like prosecuting people.
These homeless drug addicts are smarter than the county supervisors.
Yeah.
They're smarter.
Why don't they commit months to your treatment stuff? Get out of here. Go ahead. Prosecute me. I dare you.
listen to Barger. Boy, she must have...
Well, what do you know? We closed all the jails, so we can't do that either.
Listen, she just got woke here. Whoa. She says our DA's policies have led to disastrous consequences. Public safety in LA County.
She just noticed?
Public safety in LA County has visibly deteriorated.
Wow.
What kind of haze was she walking in for the last 5 years?
Again, 450,000 signatures and growing. So join the movement. Recall DAGeorgeGascon.com. If you're an LA County registered voter, sign that petition.
They're all hearing the footsteps, aren't they?
Yeah, and we're going to give this a boost next month if the San Francisco voters recall Chesa Boden.
Yeah.
That'll really just propel people. They'll still have another month here to collect signatures.
If San Francisco is doing it, right?
I know. How could we be
They're going to give cover to all the weenie liberals down here going, well, I don't know. I really don't believe in recalls. I don't think they're appropriate. I mean, that's what elections are for. So who came up with that philosophy that you can't do a recall? You have to wait to the end of the whose job is safe for their entire contract if they're a big screw up?
I think when they asked all the mayoral candidates, none of them, maybe Buscaino said, yeah, he's in favor of the recall. Karen Bass said, I don't believe in recalls.
Yeah. Caruso came around to the recall.
Yeah, you're right. He did. Russia, Ukraine. A few developments this afternoon. Senior Russian officials have proposed a new law that would eliminate age limits for military contract soldiers. Currently, Russians age 18 to 40 and foreigners aged 18 to 30 can enter into a first contract with the army. But they want to extend that, possibly up to the age of 45 or more. So it shows you that they need more bodies to put out there. We had covered this story a while back that Russia uses mercenary armies. And sometimes they're not even Russians. They're from other parts of the world.
Oh, no. They get a lot from the Middle East.
Yeah, they're paid to fight for Russia.
Every guy out of work in the Middle East, you can go to Russia and they'll give you a big gun.
Right.
Here, go kill people.
It says here that they initially put about 80% of their main ground combat forces, that's 150,000 men, into the war. In the 82 days since, they suffered losses up to one-third of the ground combat force. So this is why they're hurting. There's also low morale. I saw a story that a lot of the soldiers are ready to tank the stinking war. They've had it.
Well, who wants to be on a losing team?
Plus, they don't understand killing Ukrainians.
No.
Some of them really believed they were going there to set them free. No, I know.
I know. Yeah, I know. Well, they were told that the Ukrainians were going to throw flowers and hold a parade and hand out free borscht and none of that.
Free borscht. You ever had borscht?
I think once, yeah.
Is it like beet soup or something? Or
We went to Russia on that cruise trip and I tried some odd Russian dishes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did.
There's some Polish stuff I grew up with, which is similar.
Guess what's going on? The red carpet at the Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah.
Apparently a woman ran topless onto the red carpet to protest sexual violence in Ukraine. Yeah, there's a report that the Russian soldiers are turning a lot of Ukrainian women into sex slaves and raping.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, nice. They are. No, they the ones that are really into the war, they're not only happy killing and executing, but they're
it's the old rape and pillage, huh?
Yeah, they are. They are. They're like out of the 1500s.
Huns?
They're storming through and they're raping the women and killing the men, and it's... I don't know what goes on in Russia. I really don't.
Ukrainian lawmakers have drafted a resolution that labels Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal.
Oh, good. Resolution.
How about that?
Yeah.
the goal to publicly confirm the crimes committed by the president of the Russian Federation, Vladimir Putin, against mankind's security and international law, and call on international institutions to investigate the illegal acts and bring Putin to account. So when this thing ends, we have to hunt him down like a Nazi war criminal? Is that what we have to do?
How are those
if he lives.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like he's dying anyway.
I think he is. I'm beginning to believe the rumors.
How are those sanctions going?
The sanctions take time. You must be patient. Bob Biden said that.
It's May 20th.
By the way, we can play Biden. Went to South Korea today and had a little problem with the South Korean president's name. Did you hear about that?
Yes.
You know, that's a long flight. Are you going to feel a little sorry for him here? Or
Except he would have done
I've
this
taken
anyway.
A long flight like that. When you come off, you are a little woozy.
Right. You can't pronounce the Korean president's name. Sure. So it's 20 seconds. You want to play cut one?
Because the alliance between the Republic of Korea and the United States of America is a linchpin of peace, stability, and prosperity for a region of the world that we seek. So thank you all very much. And President Moon, thank you for everything you've done so far.
The South Korean president is Yoon Suk Yeol.
But the old president was Moon.
Was Moon, yes.
So he said President Moon Yoon.
Yeah, Moon Soon.
Moon Yoon June.
What's the big deal? Does it really matter?
President Moon, President Yoon. Biden doesn't know who he's talking to.
He gets a little confused. Also, two members of his Secret Service team who were sent in advance to secure the place for Biden's South Korea visit got into a drunken altercation at a hotel, and they were sent home. There's always a Secret Service scandal, isn't there, every couple of years?
Yes.
Remember the one, I think, when Obama was president?
In Colombia, yeah.
That's right. They were prostitutes.
They were whooping it up with the local prostitutes.
Yeah, apparently these two got into it with a local resident. There's not a lot of detail that's known yet.
You know, they just don't drink quietly in the hotel bar. They go out and they get into fights.
Yeah.
You know, they don't just pick up a girl and have a quiet night together. They go crazy with all the hookers and have a big orgy.
Oh, it says here they were drunk and they argued with a cab driver and then assaulted a South Korean citizen who was trying to get into the cab. The citizen reported the man to the police and it got back to the... So they've been withdrawn from the country to face...
It's good.
Discipline back in the U.S.
A lot of pressure. A lot of pressure guarding Biden. John and Ken, KFI.
All right, next hour, they're back. 30 minutes, about that far away. The Moist Line. Part one, part two. Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. You forgot. You went with Paul McCartney last week.
This week blew by. I don't know why. This is one of the fastest weeks ever, and nothing particularly happened.
Right.
I was just normal busy. I don't know.
That's not good. Because as you get older, you don't want things to blow by. Although I don't want to turn into one of those people that I call nothing to do and all day to do it.
That's right. I'm just living life. I just slow down. Yeah, just watching the days go by. It's great.
We have a lightweight to throw in the dumpster. We will have Hack at a Dumpster. We think you'll like this one. I'm looking forward to hearing what it sounds like when we close the dumpster top.
Yes, this should be...
another hint.
As long as Tony closes the dumpster properly for the effect.
Slams it down, locks it, and then we'll hear that person trapped in there.
It's 50-50 whether that turns out right.
All right, it's one of my favorite stories of the week. It's a prank. It really wasn't a good prank, but it was well thought out. How does that sound? There's a small town in Arkansas where country music legend Johnny Cash was born. I remember Johnny Cash. He's passed away. And they put up a mural to Johnny Cash on a water tower. It's a painted silhouette of the late music legend. Somebody apparently... went by that water tower, took out some kind of a weapon, gun, shot the tank right in Johnny Cash's groin. So it's leaking, and it looks like he's urinating. It is costing the city, though, $5,000 a day as they deal with how to fix this.
In lost water?
Kingsland, Arkansas, population 500.
Oh, that's a big laugh in Arkansas. I made Johnny Cash pee. Look, he's peeing out all our water. How about, is that funny?
people from nearby towns are making special trips to see the leaking legend.
Oh, yeah. They all got their phones out. They're taking
pictures. The mayor is not happy. They're losing 30,000 gallons of water every day. Why can't they just go up there and patch it? Why can't they plug the hole?
They don't know how.
What do you mean they don't know how? Crews will have to drain the entire tower before beginning. I don't understand. It's not. Have you seen the pictures? It's not like it's a huge gush. It's.
I don't know. I don't understand. They can't put a cork in it?
They arrested 38-year-old Timothy Sled. He's charged with two felonies for shooting a hole in the water.
38-year-old guy.
Yeah, he was probably drunk.
38-year-old guy in rural Arkansas.
Now, on another story related to that part of the body, you got this. We mentioned this story twice, the update, just this week. There's a San Jose police officer who apparently was on a call for domestic violence, and he got really infatuated with one of the women in the household. This is true. And he eventually took it out and started pleasuring himself right there in front of everybody. You said that can't be the first time is sort of how you gauge these things.
That's my rule. Not the first time.
He was the subject of a sex assault investigation last year. He was accused of drunkenly groping a woman at a party at the home of another police officer. So, yeah, this seems like a man who can't control himself. His name is Matthew Dominguez.
Oh, if you're to the point where you're exposing it in somebody's kitchen while you're on duty.
He's going to end up as a registered sex offender now if he's convicted.
Yeah, well.
He was physically walked off the job by the police chief in San Jose. He does also face up to a year in jail. It's one of the most unusual stories we have seen in a while. But this story from the party, he allegedly touched a woman's breasts and thighs and kept trying to touch her even after she rebuffed his advances.
See, that's a sickness. That's a guy who's got a weird compulsion that he can't control.
Yeah, but to actually...
He's not just being a jerk. He is a jerk, but he also has like a psychological disorder.
I mean, it's one thing to grope a woman, that's terrible, but when you do what he did in this family's home, you got to know your career's over. Your life may be over.
Right. Well, I mean,
you can't control yourself. You had to pull it out because she was so attractive. You needed to
do
take
that.
Care of that.
Yeah.
I'm amazed. So he's liable to have a pretty sad life. He gave it all up for 1 minute of pleasuring himself in the family's kitchen.
It's a tough story to explain the rest of your life.
Even the woman's mother came in and saw it too. It's like, once you start, you can't stop.
How'd you lose that police job again? Yeah, good luck on the next interview, right?
Doesn't say whether or not he has his own family. He's 32. It doesn't say if he's married or has any kids.
I'm guessing not.
No.
Most women pick up on that kind of vibe.
Right. All right. Here we are. 5 o'clock Friday. It's been 2 weeks since we were here on a Friday at 5 o'clock. So we're going to unleash the moist line people coming up. When we come back, though, we got to give you some straight talk that we found in a column about the nonsense over the drought and the water restrictions. Coming up next.
John and Ken Show and Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.